I started playing around with some raw food recipes like cheesecakes and muffins. And I was like super turned on to the clean ingredients that were in them, like the lack of sugar, the super high nutrient density that goes on when you're eating raw foods. And the taste was fantastic. So that kind of got me on that route of developing this idea of I can mimic something that we were doing at the bakery, but do it through this raw food idea.
So ladies, I am talking today with the founder of Honey Mamas. And if you haven't heard about Honey Mamas, I'm going to explain them to you. Okay. So Christy Goldsby is the founder of Honey Mamas, which is a paleo-friendly, gluten, dairy-free truffle bar, like chocolate truffle bar. And I know you're probably like, why are we talking about this? Well, I just want to talk about it because she started this company because of an autoimmune disease. And I know that very often we are always trying to make like our healthy treats, or we want to make something that, you know, satiates our sweet tooth, but either it just takes too much time and we can't find things that we like with good ingredients. And Honey Mamas really ticks those boxes, and they have amazing ingredients. I have also tried them wearing a continuous glucose monitor and just having like a serving of them. And my blood sugar also stays really nice and stable, which I love to like just grab sometimes a fun sweet treat. And I will tell you that my son Landon loves them. So sometimes I have to pry them out of his hands. But anyways, I wanted to just talk about the importance of quality ingredients. We talk a little bit about her autoimmune journey. We talk about the importance of finding companies that really back your goals, right? So I want more companies like Honey Mamas. I want more companies out there that have quality ingredients. I want more companies out there that care about what's in their products and the sourcing and the quality of it. And I want to put my money behind that. But sometimes it's hard to find them. You know, they can be hidden in the crevices of like all these other companies that have bigger marketing budgets. So I want to give Honey Mamas a little bit of a spotlight because we really, truly enjoy them. I think they're awesome. And you can actually get them at some of your stores, like they're at Whole Foods, or you can get them on their website. And they did give us a discount that I don't think is valid for like a super long time, but you can use the code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 20%, which is really good. I think I talk about my favorite flavors in this episode, but in case you want to know them again, we love the peanut butter one. We love the coffee crunch. We love the mint one. The coconut one is really good, and the almond one. It's basically all of them. Those are my top favorites. But they did launch seasonal flavors, which we are still waiting to get. So I'll let you know what I think. But the seasonal flavor that I really am excited to try is the peppermint crunch. And then they have like a cherry hazelnut, which sounds so good. So definitely check them out. But either way, I want you to take this moment to like really be like, okay, there are brands out there that are paying attention to ingredients, and how can I help find them, you know, so that we can get more of those brands and less of the brands that are trying to slowly poison us. All right.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
All right, ladies. So we are on with Christy, who is the founder of Honey Mama, which are the truffle bars that Landon is obsessed with right now. So I really wanted to have her share a little bit more about her journey with her autoimmune disease and why she founded this company, because I don't, you know, your personal story makes for a really good company because you solved a problem with something you probably didn't have in your life that you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So take us back. When did we get diagnosed? What happened?
So in about 2010, I was actually running, had just actually left running a bakery for a number of years with my mom and my sister. So we had a traditional bakery. We made pies, cakes, tarts, all the delicious things, cookies. And my dear friend had a really severe autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis. And she'd been diagnosed with it, but had not could not find a cure. The doctors were saying, this is degenerative. We don't know really how to help you. And she was freaking out because she was losing the ability to move her face and like her muscles. And so she ended up getting turned on to a cleanse called the Body Ecology Diet through her Tai Chi teacher, actually had said, you know, I did this cleanse when I was really sick and it helped me. And so she told me that she was going to do this. And I said, I'm going to do it with you because I wanted to support her. And I, at the same time, was going through feeling pretty awful. I had two little kids. They were like, you know, elementary school. So, and I had been running this bakery. I think my cortisol level was through the roof. I was just kind of like an exhausted, stressed out mess at this time of my life. And so I did this cleanse with her, and I always have been into healthy eating and kind of like nutrition focused living anyway. And so I did this cleanse with her. Within 3 weeks, she discovered she was a celiac. Oh. She turned her autoimmune disease around because all of her symptoms started disappearing when she was, you know, wasn't eating gluten anymore and all the other things, processed foods and stuff. And I felt better than I had felt in years. I discovered I had Hashimoto's at that time as well. And I also really couldn't eat gluten or dairy. And it was a game changer. And for me, honestly, it was, more around like anxiety and depression. Like I was having a lot, I was very uncentered and just felt just really struggling with my energy, mostly was kind of what I was going through. And I just felt like a different person. So that was kind of the beginning of this huge light bulb around, okay, I'd been in the food business, like from that kind of, you know, we had mom and pop bakery in our town. And I understood kind of, that was really my language. I've worked in food my whole life. And so I just got interested in how could I do a product that was delicious and started at the Portland Farmers Market. This really fantastic kind of very global farmers market that we have here, and introduce something that can kind of speak to these issues that I know are not just my own issues. I recognize this is a much bigger problem than my friend Jennifer or myself. We're dealing with autoimmune stuff and just simply looking at food, like unprocessed foods. And you know, when I had the bakery, I really was sensitive to eating all the cakes and cookies and things. I just didn't eat them much. And I just didn't have a name for why I couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're like, I feel miserable, but they taste good.
Yeah. It was the price was high.
Yeah. So I'm just curious then, like, where you went from there to starting like a truffle bar. Because were you trying to find like the sweet treats that didn't affect your autoimmune disease? Or were you just like, I love chocolate. Let's make something with chocolate.
At first I was going to do cultured vegetables. Cultured vegetables. So probiotics. Like it was the cleanse that I had done with her was very focused on like candida and getting rid of the yeast from your body. And so it was all about zero sugar and eating cultured vegetables. And so having like enzymes and probiotics for your gut to have a healthy gut. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do a business that makes these cultured vegetables. And I really tried. I rented some time out in a kitchen. I was trying to get the licensing. I just ran into all sorts of kind of problems with starting the business. I couldn't get the farmers market to approve me as a vendor. I could not get any grocery store buyers interested in trying sampling the product. They just weren't interested in it. And so I kind of decided this is just not the route. So I went back to the drawing board and kind of started thinking about what can I make that kind of sticks to these principles that I had learned about, like unrefined oils and you know, sprouted nuts and seeds and like ease of digestion and anti-inflammation focus. And how can I like maybe not do something as hyper-functional as cultured vegetables, but do something that actually is much more my personality, which is, and what I knew too professionally, which was just pastry and, you know, the kind of more comfort food world. And I feel like that speaks to everybody. It certainly spoke to me. And so, but I wasn't sure if that would work either, you know, so I kind of just started playing around with different recipes. And a really dear friend of mine gave me this raw food cookbook or raw food recipe book. And I started playing around with some like raw food recipes, like, oh gosh, just cheesecakes and muffins. And I was like super turned on to the clean ingredients that were in them, like the lack of sugar, the super like high nutrient density that goes on when you're eating like raw foods. And the taste was fantastic. But so that kind of got me on that route of developing, you know, kind of leaning towards this idea of like, oh, okay, so I can mimic kind of something that we were doing at the bakery, but do it through maybe this raw food idea. And then I found this recipe that was like a protein. I called it bird suet because it was like loaded with like tons of coconut oil and like almond butter and flax seeds and like cocoa nibs and all that, you know, all that stuff. So this is a very granola type hippie, like old school kind of like protein, homemade protein bar kind of thing. And I was like, this is kind of close to what I like, because I like that it gives you energy, that it was sweetened with honey, which my body personally really liked. That was kind of one of the only like lower glycemic sweeteners that I was using that I just felt really good when I ate it. And I loved the way it tasted. And so anyway, so I kind of started riffing off that recipe and then created the line of my first Honey Mama's Bar, which was our original Dutch, is what, you know, it's kind of got the sprouted almonds and cocoa, you know, cocoa powder and coconut oil and honey and salt. So it's very straightforward. And I fell immediately in love with it when I tried it. And that was kind of the evolution from, you know, original inspiration to like, I took a bite of this and it was like kind of what you were talking about earlier about like in the middle of the day, you get this craving for something. And I was, for me, that was like, you know, when your blood sugar is dropping a little bit, and I ate it and I was just in love with how it tasted and how my body felt. And I was like, I kind of can't eat like straight up chocolate bars very easily for whatever reason. They give me a headache and kind of a stomach ache. And this did not. I felt just really good and like super good energy. There was no crash. And I was like, oh, hell yes. And I kind of saw like the packaging in my mind right away. So I just felt like I was like, okay, this is a yes. And I literally applied to the farmer's market. It was within, my husband is a designer, so he helped me come up with a logo and a design. Mm-hmm. We really just slapped some stuff together, and I dropped off samples to the judges at the farmer's market, and they were like, yeah, we'll take you as a vendor. And I was like, so that was kind of that was the beginning of it.
Yeah, that was my family's reaction, which I know we were talking about this before we hit record, but when we got our box in, my babysitter was here actually, and she is celiac. Her whole family is celiac. And so I was like, you can eat these. She's like, okay. I'm like, no, seriously, like, let's try them. So we cracked open, I think the coffee one, because she's obsessed with that. And so we chowed down on that one, and she's like, these are really good. What are these? And I was like, well, like, check them out. And then my son came in and he has eaten one every single night. He calls them his dessert. So he finishes his dinner and then he has his truffle bar. And they've eaten.
I haven't tried
all the flavors because him and my husband have just went to town on them. And I'm like, you know what? They're a great treat. they aren't affecting their blood sugar. They think they're eating dessert. So I'm like, whatever, keep eating them. It's fine. I don't care. But we were definitely obsessed with them. So I understand why the judges were all in on them as well.
Hey, ladies. So this end of the year, pre-year time, I think can be really tricky when it comes to the things that make you feel good. Like maybe your routines of movement, your blood sugar. We want to eat the cookies. We feel guilty about the cookies. We want to do all of these things, but maybe we don't feel so good about it afterwards. You end the year just feeling guilty, puffy, bloated, or you keep telling yourself, I'll wait till the new year. I'll wait till the new year. But then the new year comes around and it's crazy to me, the statistics of this time of year, women gain anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds, not of water weight, actual pounds. And then that just keeps multiplying every single year. But more importantly, I think that it just is a struggle for us mentally to find that balance of enjoying all of the things and all the traditions with your family while also being mindful of what's serving your goals and what makes you feel good. And it's not about all or nothing. It's really about maybe doing a little bit less or maybe planning a little bit ahead. And that is why I created this blood sugar masterclass. I titled it Preventing the Unwanted Weight Gain with Mastering Blood Sugar During the Holidays. And that's exactly what it is. So of course, it is a live masterclass. You're going to be on with me and we're going to be going deep into actually looking at your meals and how do we master this blood sugar? But then how do we navigate it specifically around the holidays? What do we change? What would we add in? What do we take out? What do we do to make this doable? And then we're going to be going over some of my top favorite recipes that we will love because I love them. My family loves them. And then also we're going to be going over some of my top favorite like supplements and routines for overall metabolic health. So I think you'll really like that as well. So you can go to bit.ly/holiday blood sugar. We'll also make sure that that's in the show notes for you. But again, it's bit.ly/holiday blood sugar for this masterclass. It is going to be December 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I will be on live. I highly recommend coming on live for this. If you can't make it on live and you do join, you will be sent the replay and you will be able to download it and save it. But I would obviously highly recommend being on live if you can. Again, it's go to bit.ly/holiday blood sugar.
So I'm curious because you use honey, and something that I hear you say a lot is that honey is more than just a sweetener. So where do you stand behind that? Like, where did that come from?
Well, like I was saying, so I think like as far as intuitional eating goes and intuitional kind of as a guide for moving through things. I'm a big advocate of that personally. So I believe everybody's body is really different. I believe we all respond very differently to things. And I'm definitely not a nutritionist I don't have any of that kind of sciencey background, but I just, from what I have experienced and also learned just through my own process of recipe development and, you know, being in the food business for a long time is that, man, we all really react differently to everything. And so for me personally, when I was playing around with the recipes, I was trying dates. I was trying maple syrup. I was doing palm coconut sugar. And what I found was they were like fine, but something about that honey, it was alive. Like there was just this, like this, that level of sweetness. There was like a taste to it that really, I think, made my body happy and my taste buds happy. And, you know, so it was really a subjective experience for me. Now, when I started looking into honey was also the binder for the bar. And when I started looking into honey and kind of studying, okay, what, you know, because from like the body ecology standpoint, for example, like the cleanse I had done, she was really like all about zero sugar, zero sweeteners. It doesn't matter what kind, even if it's dates, like that's, you know, I think, you know, it's like cranberries were like the, were like the one thing you could like eat on that cleanse. Yeah. And, And so I just, for me, what I was discovering was I loved the fact that honey is just incredibly rich in, well, first of all, just the history of honey is beautiful. I mean, it is like the nectar of the gods, as far as I'm concerned. It's been, you know, it is a preservative. It's a natural preservative. It heals wounds. It's antiviral, it's antifungal, it's antibacterial. It is a sweetener. So yes, like there is that element to it. So I am certainly not trying to argue that it's like better or worse than anything else. I think it just really is about like what you can and cannot eat, what your body can and cannot tolerate. For me personally, and what we've done with the business is we love honey. We love raw honey. We're really intentional about where we get our honey and how, you know, who the keepers are. And like, I've just always had, I'm very close to our supply chain. And so for me, it's a really beautiful ingredient and it's absolutely 100% critical to kind of what differentiates, I think, our product line than a lot of products, because honey is, it's not the cheapest thing on the planet. You know, it's something that is, it is worth it to me, is all I have to say. It's just on so many levels. And so I find it a very healing ingredient and a healing food. I also recognize that, and then for whatever reason, you know, in combination, like with a little bit of the protein that's in the bars and the fat, the delivery system with that coconut, that unrefined coconut oil, I think there's this magic that can kind of happen where you don't get that blood sugar spike. You know, you're able to digest you're able to digest everything really easily. And it's just kind of this beautiful, I think of honey as like a kind of a high note, you know, as far as like singing goes, like it's like this, oh, you know, it's just a really beautiful, it lets all the other flavors kind of play up against it. And it just doesn't overpower. And it also doesn't take away anything as far as I'm concerned. Like no, that makes sense. Really nice balance. Yeah. Yeah.
My dad used to be a beekeeper.
Oh, really?
He just had bees in the backyard.
Is that a positive memory or like not a positive?
Well, okay, cool. I mean, we were all allergic to bees. So like you would stay away if you got stung because we'd all, you know, blow up. But I was so sad when he sold his bees because I didn't get his honey anymore. And it's, you just, after having that honey, you can't go to like store-bought honey. Even if they go, oh, it's raw store-bought honey. I'm like, no, it's not. It doesn't taste the same. You just go find local farmers. There's local beekeepers out there and about who are, you know, happy to let you buy some honey. But I always remember him going through that process, and we've always had honey. It's always been like, it's so delicious. But we talk about blood sugar balance on here a lot. So I did test the truffle bars when I was wearing a CGM, because I also love chocolate bars. But when I have a chocolate bar, I do have to put something else with it to like make sure that I stay nice and stable and don't have that, you know, sharp spike and sharp drop. And I didn't have to do that. So I always like put the truffle bars, I put everything to a test. So I ate it by itself in the middle of the afternoon and I got a gentle rise and we came back down. It wasn't anything drastic, but the thing that stuck out to me the most, and this is what I tell my clients, because they're like, sometimes, you know, I'm at the office and, you know, everybody's having pizza and cupcakes and donuts and I ate my lunch, but I still just kind of want something because I see people eating it. And when I tried the truffle bars, I mean, there's three servings per package, right? I'm not imagining that. And you look at it and you go, I could eat that whole bar. But you actually break off the serving and you eat it and you are good. Like it is, it's rich, it's chocolatey, it has whatever other flavor is in there and you're good. You literally go, that was delicious. I enjoyed it. I don't want any more. And I love it because you filled whatever like need, desire, and then you walked away without feeling like, oh, I just have to muscle my way through my craving.
Yeah. So. It's true. That really, and that, I mean, that's totally what, I think it's what I loved about it too, and kind of what I was experiencing when I was playing with those raw food recipes. Like they're so much more nutrient dense than, you know, like having a Snickers bar, for example, right? So you're going to get this like satisfaction of eating something sweet and then, you know, whatever, all the things that go along with that. But then you're going to have that crash. You've got all this crap in your system that you're not processing, and then it pulls away from the functioning of everything else. And I feel like when I made those bars, I loved how satiating they were. It's like what you want from a brownie that you can't get, because you can't, because you can eat way too much of a brownie, you know, that has refined sugar in it or whatever. And it just makes you feel absolutely, it's just toxic. For me, it's toxic.
Which I think, you know, that's the struggle when, especially when you're living with an autoimmune disease where there isn't like that wiggle room, you know, where it's like, oh, well, you know, you could have a little bit of this here and there and your body's able to adapt. But like when you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, there really isn't that wiggle room, but you know, you still want to have things like around the holidays. And I'm curious because you have a lot of flavors now, like what is it hard to like get to the point of scaling to that without compromising ingredients and having it's not really a shelf life. We keep ours in the fridge. Are you supposed to keep them in the fridge? Okay.
Well, they melt. I mean, they get soft. So they have a 7-month shelf life, but I keep mine in the freezer actually, just cause they kind of last forever in there. And then I don't even have to think about them drying out. But,
ours didn't last long enough in the fridge.
Yeah.
To have to
worry. That's good.
But we do keep them in the fridge. But I'm curious like what that's like, because you see a lot of these brands, it's like, well, you know, it started out great, but then as you try to build that product out, the ingredients get kind of things start slipping in and all of that. Is it hard to kind of grow that up?
Yeah, it's complicated. I mean, it's so I would just say like the short answer for us really is that it's the ingredients are everything for us. So if we start skimping on ingredients, that's such a fundamental kind of pillar value for us that if we skimp on that, who are we and what are we even doing here? Because that's kind of what the whole brand is about. It is like very short ingredient list. The ingredients are simply just pure. And I've never considered skimping, but let me tell you, like we have weekly leadership meetings where just this morning we were in a meeting before this call where we were talking about we have a cherry hazelnut bar. It's a limited edition bar that we do. It's absolutely delicious. It has flake salt on top. I'll send you some. It's incredible. And we never thought we would be able to commercialize this bar because the ingredients are so expensive and ridiculous. And we literally made it for like this really fun event in Portland called Feast. It was this big food festival that used to happen and they closed it down after COVID. But anyway, we made it for that. And we were pairing it with like, you know, just like some goat cheese and crackers or something like that. It was really fun. But we figured out a way to commercialize it because we all loved it so much. And so we had to dig and dig and dig and find cherry producers that we could work with. You know, some are, so it's like partially organic and partially conventional, but the conventional growers that we work with are like, you know, we totally have a clear, very clear understanding about the integrity of how they grow. And so that's the kind of mindset I would say that we just simply apply to all of our supply chain when we are looking to grow and scale a business. That said, I also, you know, I think when I started the business, I was really intentional around having a simple product with simple ingredients that did not require baking. I had opened a bakery. I knew the margin complications that happen when you're dealing with that level of manufacturing. And so one of the things I think that we've been able to do is, number one, as you scale, we've been able to we worked with the same suppliers for a really long time, but then after a while we've had to change suppliers so we can get the same pricing, but in bigger quantities. We have to order these, we have to commit to bigger quantities. So I think that's the best kind of short answer, is that we obviously have our eyes on the prize of quality because our commitment's so high there. And then also just Ed Shearer, I'm just going to call him out because he's my CFO. He's been with me for 8 years now. He really helped me when I was just a very young pup in as far as the business growth went, where I just started getting way outside of my comfort level with managing finances for the business. And he took on supply chain management and, you know, and running the finances for the company. So he's out there kind of, you know, really kind of managing those relationships and getting us kind of the best deal. So we're always having kind of difficult conversations in these leadership meetings about, you know, he presses us hard on he doesn't want us to skimp on ingredients, but he's like, we have hard decisions that we have to make every day, especially with the price of cocoa and going up like crazy.
It really is.
And we've been able to maintain, maintain the integrity by working with suppliers that actually, we just have to commit to bigger amounts is kind of how we do that.
Yeah. I know nothing about that side of the world. I just know from the consumer side of the world, I like to have these conversations with the owners of the brands, because I can't have this conversation with Nestle. It wouldn't go well. I feel like that they're so out of touch with when you get really, really, really big up there, you get so out of touch with like your product and what you're doing. And when you know what's in their product and that's something you consume, like there's a lot of local farmers around here, for example, who don't pay for the organic label, because then they have to upcharge their product, but they follow organic practices. And we go to the farm, like we're there, you can look around. And when we went raspberry picking this past fall, you can see, because like there's bugs, literally there was bugs when we brought them in, and you know that they don't use those pesticides, and you can notice the difference in the taste. And that's why it's like, if you get to know your farmers and you get to know your suppliers and you get to know the owners behind the brands, then it's such a joy to like consume their product and support that, because they're also fighting for our health, honestly, because we're competing against those big brands that skimp on ingredients, and it's just it's not great for our long-term health or our kids' health and all of that. So I appreciate, you know, putting in that effort.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I think it's one of the reasons I wanted to really have the business, is to be able to contribute, hopefully on a meaningful level, you know, as we continue to grow. We're still a really small company, but that really is one of my missions, is to be a part of the food economy in a healthy way, and to bring more of this focus to, you know, put pressure, you know, if enough of the small companies can kind of really have high integrity in their supply management, then we can kind of be a bigger voice against the big, huge corporations, one step at a time, you know?
Well, yeah, it's one of those things too, where we have to vote with where we put our money too, you know, because it's makes a big difference.
There are two mushrooms that have just truly been such a game changer for some of my clients, and I wanted to share them with you because I think that you will start to notice a difference with these as well. We don't talk about these two enough, so we're going to talk about them some more, because they're not the I am boosting libido and energy mushrooms, which are fun and exciting. These are the mushrooms that work silently behind the scenes and just change your life. So one of those is lion's mane. I have a lot of clients with Lyme disease and mold, and you know, that can really do a number on our mental health and anxiety and our sleep. And lion's mane is really high in ergothionine, which is very, very useful for helping your brain detox. So I actually recommend taking it before bed. I started doing that, I don't know, quite a few months ago. And I can't recommend it enough. Like, definitely give it a shot and see how you feel with that. If you want more focus and mental clarity, I would do it in the morning. You can't really go wrong. But the other one that I pair it with, so I like pairing these two together, is chaga. Now, the reason why is chaga is known for its sky-high antioxidant content. And what does antioxidants do, what do? They fight inflammation. Now, when inflammation is chronic and uncontrolled, it leads to that oxidative stress, cellular damage. And chaga is literally one of the foods that has the highest antioxidant content ever, ever. And when we think of chronic gut inflammation, inflammatory bowel disease, any type of inflammation, it's fueled by something called TNF-alpha, which is one of your inflammatory markers. And research shows that chaga can naturally lower TNF-alpha levels. That's insane. And I have literally been pairing these two with so many of my clients, the chaga and the lion's mane, and they are just telling me, oh my goodness, my mental health is so much better. I have so much more clarity. My sleep is so much better. You know, they don't feel so in pain and puffy and all of these things. I just, such a powerhouse. Now, you guys know I talk about this. It's so important to make sure you're getting the correct dosage of these to actually be getting these benefits. And that's why I use Aversio Wellness, because most companies out there, they're giving you 500 milligrams, which isn't anywhere near the therapeutic dosage that you need to actually see these benefits. And so Aversio Wellness has such a high extraction ratio with their mushroom, and they use fruiting body only. And so I can take one capsule of chaga, one capsule, and reach the therapeutic dosage that I need to see these benefits versus having to take a million of them. So one of their jars of chaga is a 2-month supply. So literally so worth it. Lion's mane and chaga. So lion's mane, they call focus now, and chaga, they call protect now. It's going to be the blue and the teal jars. So go to aversiowellness.com, that's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com, and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order, which is literally incredible.
So I would love to know, obviously, I know you guys are in some stores. I know we can also get you online as well, but do you have a favorite flavor, or like, where should people start if they've never tried the truffle bars?
Well, that's such a good question. My favorite flavor is the peanut butter cup, because I love the peanut butter and chocolate. And it's also one of our newer bars, which I think I put on a good 5 pounds when I was developing that bar, because I just ate so much of it.
Sounds good to me.
but that's kind of my go-to. Like, when always forever, my go-to has honestly been the Oregon Mint bar. So it kind of, cause mm-hmm. I love mint, chocolate mint, and it's a delicious bar, but mm-hmm. The peanut butter cup. And then we just are launching a bar called peanut butter cookie, which is, it doesn't have any chocolate in it.
That one.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. So that is like, and honestly, the thing about that one too, is that I tend to eat more than one serving of that one. It's a little less rich than some of our other bars. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that one as well. And I tend to eat that one. So those are kind of the go-tos. And then chocolate cake is the other, I would say, my other kind of favorite. It's got mm-hmm. toasted pecans and toasted coconut. It's like a German chocolate cake kind of. It's really incredible.
Yeah. I find that one very, very rich.
It's really rich. Yeah.
Tell me what the difference is between like the truffle bars and the truffle treats.
Just the size.
Oh, okay. So I can eat one of them.
Just kidding. Yeah. It's just the size. The truffle treats are, yeah. When we first launched the truffle treats, we put a little bit of cocoa butter in them and discovered that just for people to be able to like have them off shelf longer, you know, so you could put it, the concept was to make it a little more like on the go. And so it wouldn't melt as quickly, because our bars melt when they're out of the fridge, they get soft because of the coconut oil. And then we took the cocoa butter out of those because we didn't like the flavors that were coming through. And it just mostly was like a flavor experience that decided to pull. So I redid the recipes. And so they're just small versions of the big bars. And,
okay.
Yeah. That makes so they're sense. Easier to eat in one go.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of what our favorites were. We really did like the coffee, but we're a big coffee family over here.
I love it.
like disappeared super fast. Peanut butter was gone. I didn't try the cake batter because they ate it while I was gone, but I wanted to try it. So we just plowed through. The only one that Landon turned his nose up at was lavender. He was like,
"Oh, oh yeah."
I'm like, "You're four. It's fine."
Well, that's such a specific flavor. I mean, people, you know, again, like people either kind of love that or hate it. That was our number one selling bar for 7 years. 7 years. People love that lavender one. It's crazy. Yeah. It has the rose petals on it.
Lavender festival here. So like people ice cream, lavender donuts, like all the lavender stuff.
Yeah. Wow. As far as buying them, you can get them at, you know, we're in all of the natural grocery channels. So like Whole Foods, I'm trying to remember all of the chains that are out there by you guys. But really the only stores that we haven't crossed over into quite yet, and we're starting to right now, is to more of the conventional stores. So, you know, the Kroger's of the world and those types of stores, but any, you know, Whole Foods Market, any natural grocery chains that are, you know, that are in your area, most of the co-ops, all of the independents. So that's been kind of the lifeblood of the business. I've been in business for almost 12 years, and that's really how I've grown the company, is through the natural grocery channel. So we're really playing around right now with, bringing a new line to the stores, and that's we're going to open up more conventional stores with a line that's a little bit smaller, the smaller treat size bars. And I think that will be a great way for us to bridge into the conventional markets and, you know, keep the same ingredients in the products, but add a little more functionality to them.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So when I first was trying to find them in my area, you can just go to like honeymamas.com and they have a store locator, and you can just put your zip code in there and see where they are. I love I'm assuming they're just limited edition, but like we have to try the peppermint crunch.
Yeah. The seasonals. Those are our seasonals, the peppermint crunch and then the cherry hazelnut. We have a Manuka honey one.
I even saw you had lemon blueberry. That's probably
right. Yeah, we had lemon blueberry this year. I don't know if lemon blueberry is going to be coming back again. It didn't sell as fast as we wanted it to. But it was delish. It was really, really delicious.
That one, I feel like is more like a light, like peppermint, or not like, a fruit bar, you know, like when people eat like lemon bars for dessert versus bars.
Yeah.
You have to be in the mood. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
No.
It was more breakfasty to me. Like it was, I tended to eat that one in the morning. But you can just go online and look, type in your zip code and we have a really good store locator. And then you can, you can order online. You can order our seasonals online. We're just launching a pumpkin spice that's really delicious. It's not like an ordinary pumpkin spice XYZ. It's delicious. It's a really, really special and beautiful bar. So that's a fun fall one. And then I don't know if you know the Coconut Cult. They're like a brand friend of ours. And we did a collab with them with this red raspberry bar that we put out just recently. It's so good. It's like a raspberry chocolate gâteau. It's just like incredible. And he did a red raspberry yogurt and then put Honey Mama's chunks in there. And then we're doing another one with them, a couple more actually coming up soon. So those are really fun too, because they're so focused on gut health, and it's a nice way to, it's a kind of a great brand partnership for us. So you can get those online as well. You can look on our website or Coconut Cult's website.
Okay. I haven't tried Coconut Cult yet.
It's good. It's potent. So it's like, you're only supposed to have a couple tablespoons. Yeah. I'd be curious what you think once you try it.
Well, one of my friends got the chocolate mousse one, and she liked the chocolate mousse one. I was like, yeah, that's kind of calling my name too. But It's so hard, like sometimes deciding like what flavor you want online. I need to go in. We have a Whole Foods that's not super far from us now. Yeah. And I need to go in and just like look at all of the things and see like, what do I want to try? But yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this. Do you have any like last thoughts that you would like to share about anything?
It's just so pleasant to chat with you and like touch base and like coming from the POV of being focused on balance, you know, hormone balance and blood sugar. And like, those are all the things that I care so much about. And it's really at the root of kind of who we are. And so it's my happy place. Like, I have lots of business meetings and business podcast type things. And it's really fun to, that for me, this is my happy place. This is like totally my happy place. So thanks for what you're doing, for creating kind of like such a platform for people to become educated on how important those are, central to our health.
Yeah. And we appreciate having a product where we don't have to make it. Like, you know, when you start having like all sorts of different things go on, you have to make all of your food. And it's like, sometimes I just want to buy myself a treat instead of having to make myself a treat.
Yeah. And they're good gifts too. Like, that's what we found our consumers like buy our bars a lot as gifts.
Mm-hmm. They are on our Black Friday gift guide.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully people will get some and see what they think. Well, thank you very much for hopping on.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.